Daniel Velez, TSA spokesperson for the New England region. Daniel, good morning. Appreciate the time today.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What exactly is the Real ID?
So the Real ID basically it establishes minimum security standards for your state-issued driver's licenses and ID cards. It's a coordinated effort from the 2005 Real ID Act between states and the federal government to make sure that terrorists don't evade detection by using fake or fraudulently obtained driver's licenses.
You know, we've been hearing about this Real ID for years. We were talking in the newsroom this morning about how some people got their Real ID 4 or 5 years ago. Some people are still in the process of it. Why is now the time where this is going into effect?
Well, the Real ID deadline has been pushed back multiple times, mainly in the past 5 years because of COVID. We had to keep extending the deadline, but it's coming up now. We are 34 days away from the May 7th deadline, and it is not getting pushed back.
What's the process for getting these IDs?
So what you got to do is, if whether your driver's license is expired or not, you just go to your local DMV, and you just let them know that you need a Real ID. But the thing you should do first is make sure you go to the state site to make sure you have exactly what's required. Each state has a little bit different parameters as far as what's required. So make sure, and you can go to tsa.gov/Real ID. And then once you get to that page, you scroll down and we have a map of the United States. Just click on North Carolina and it'll take you right to the North Carolina DMV website.
To that end, probably a good idea to schedule these appointments, correct?
Yeah, I would do them as soon as possible. We realize not everybody's going to be flying exactly on May 7th, but I would try to do it as quickly as possible. But here's the thing that people should know is if you don't have a Real ID, it's not the end of the world. It doesn't mean that you will not be able to fly. Yeah, we do have other acceptable forms of identification that allow you to fly within the country. Number one would be the U.S. passport. A lot of folks have passports. They don't like to use them when they fly domestically. But if you don't have a Real ID after May 7th, it might be a good idea to bring your U.S. passport when you travel. You can also use DOD IDs, passport cards. We have a whole list of acceptable IDs that you can still use if you don't have a Real ID on TSA.gov.
Remind us again where our listeners can go, Daniel, to get more information and to find all the things they need to get that Real ID.
Yeah, they can go to tsa.gov/Real ID and then scroll down. They'll see a map of the United States. They can click on North Carolina and we'll take them right to the North Carolina DMV site. And on that site, they'll be able to see exactly what they need to obtain a Real ID.
Daniel Velez, TSA spokesperson for the Real ID. Daniel, appreciate the time and the perspective this morning. I hope to talk again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris. Have a good one.
You too.